Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yo, welcome the fuck back to the, well, I'll let the intro tell you, drop that shit. Yo, welcome back to the Chopping It Up with the Homies podcast, the podcast about the thoughts, ideas, and ramblings of four millennials who grew up hip-hop, and I am the one and only Dom Petty, a.k.a. Swally Tarantino, and this is another episode of the Swally Show, because it's just me. I know it's been like a month since you guys have heard a new episode of my lovely voice, and even longer with all of us together. They've still been working on the other guys have still been working on the music project past couple weeks. So if you thought it was wasn't that serious, it is really serious, and I have been working as well with Geek Vibes Nation, like I've said previously. So and I kind of wanted to set this up, if you are new welcome. And I know we have new listeners from the Geek Vibes family, that, you know, whether you listen to Geek Vibes Live, Top 10, Geeks Against the Grain, or any of the other wonderful podcasts in Geek Vibes Nation, thank you for peeping game on what I got going over here. And so for you guys and other listeners that are new, that are from other platforms, because we are on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and everywhere else, SoundCloud. Yeah, just to kind of get to know me a little bit. Yeah, I've been doing this for going on 4 years now. Started after a guy's trip. Me and the fellas went on vacation and had the idea, came back, started the idea, and, you know, been rocking with it ever since. So I think when we started, it's crazy to kind of where we were then and what it sounds like then to what it is now. Oh man, we went through some some shit. But yeah, so the things we cover, For you new people, we cover, or should I say new homies, you know, we cover the news, whether it's new or old. I mean, because things that happen once happen again. So something we break down stuff. We talk about politics. We talk about relationships. We talk about life, the universe, technology, movie. I mean, anything that comes to mind, really. Anything that I really write down, honestly, or if anybody thinks of. It's a very raw, real, uncut podcast. We don't edit much besides, you know, the intro, putting in the intro in post, and then maybe I'm very big on all of us are very big on music, so we've had different local artists on the show, and we would put their songs at the end of episodes. I know, which I'm trying to get back to. We haven't interviewed an artist in a while. I do have some in my back pocket, and that's part of the reason why there's been a big gap. Has been me working on getting guests for future shows, and some that I had that bailed last minute. And, you know, it's always difficult when that happens. So has me out here looking crazy, like, yo, maybe they gave up, or what are they doing? What's been going on? So, yeah. But one of the first things I want to talk about, and if you ever see a Swoley show, or if you happen to catch it without clicking on it, you know, if you're on like a playlist, Swoley shows are usually 30 to 45 minutes long, at most an hour, but because I can really just ramble about whatever forever. I like to think of myself as a master of none, but a student of everything. So I know a little bit about damn near everything. And a little bit is a relative term, so a little bit might be like, I know two sentences of this foreign languages, or it could be like, I know six books out of 10, but to some people that's a little bit, you know. But the first thing that I wanted to cover is, you know, the big thing of the past couple years has been veganism, right? Having a plant-based diet, choosing not to partake in the meat of animals, or anything that is made from their bodies. So basically dairy, no meat products, only a plant-based diet. And because, you know, animals have faces and they're sentient beings, they have a thought process and all this stuff, so people feel the need to show you videos of them being mistreated to get you to not eat a burger even though they're delicious. Plain over. But my thing is, right, plants breathe, plants think, you know, on a scale. They provide oxygen and whatnot. So my thing is, if the entire, let's say the people that are vegan, their overzealousness of forcing their vegan views on you, let's say it works and everybody goes vegan, will we not be in some sort of crisis because of veganism with an abundance of plants being devoured and cut down, because I know, you know, it's easy to plant a seed and grow something, but the growing process isn't a fast process. I don't know if there's some kind of super enriched soil, like made in a lab, that would help things grow twice as fast, but I highly doubt it. Because if there was, then we wouldn't have like a such polluted air and shit. But yeah, that's my thing. Like, you know, some argue that, you know, if everybody eats meat, then these animals become extinct, and then you're, you know, the meat you're eating is filled with filler and whatever. But if everybody is eating plant-based diet, then is there enough broccoli, enough quinoa, enough bean curd or whatnot to go around at a given time? Because I know some of these foods are gonna take a little bit. You're gonna, if you eat like the equivalent to the full filling of a steak and say like bean curd or tofu or whatever, because I really don't know. I have nothing really against it, but I don't know what that looks like. Is it twice as much food as a steak is? Is it like the process of eating longer because this food doesn't have like, you know, the certain proteins and fat content that your body, you know, needs as well? I don't know many vegans, at least I don't know many vegans that are like openly in my face about it, because people don't do that shit to me. But I do know some vegetarians with, you know, and a few vegans, and they don't really, you know, tote it at people like that. But yeah, I mean, is that a thing? I've never really researched it. I just thought about it the other day. You know, would that be a thing? Could we eat ourselves out of oxygen in a way? I mean, I know, of course, we wouldn't necessarily go outside and eat a damn maple tree, because, you know, people don't eat leaves. I don't think they taste that great, but I could be wrong. Maybe somebody goes outside and they're like, yo, these banana tree leaves are delicious. I know. So I don't know. I mean, it's something to think about. You know, could we eat ourselves out of not being able to breathe? Or would it be that much more polluted if we destroyed it? Or I know that there's certain things they can make in labs and whatnot. And I know it's not all just people just eating straight salad. I get that. You know, the things are made out of, you know, like I said, bean curd and soy and tofu and things like that. But even then, it's made out of plant-based materials and also plastics, I've heard, they have plastics and all kind of shit and all kind of foods, and this was just fucked up. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever really thought about it. I'm sure someone has. I just haven't read about it. I don't see people on a regular basis talking about it, because I don't know how much you can stretch a given vegetable to split it up into different how many different meal types can it be stretched into? Can you take one zucchini and that be enough to make X amount of dishes with it, you know? So I guess I have to look it up at some point. Another point that kind of goes along with that, you know, in a way, is I don't know if you've seen the movie The Happening. Right, and you've probably seen it, but you didn't know what it was called, or you forgot what it was called, because I had forgot what it was called. But it's a movie, and it's, I guess at first it was kind of sold And this is when, you know, my Geek Vibes family will kind of feel inclined to possibly chime in, and if there's anything I forgot, I have forgotten. But, you know, it was kind of sold as like the end of the world, right? He had people automatically, or out of nowhere, not automatically, out of nowhere starting to like kill themselves. And the movie kept talking about, you know, a decline in Africanized bees, I think, or some kind of bees. And we all know that bees are a big part of our ecosystem that helps spread pollen to grow plants, which provides oxygen, which keeps us living. Because technically, if humans were not here, the earth would thrive. We're kind of a symbiote on the planet, or a virus, and we make the planet worse. But if all the animals and plants weren't here, we would die off. But if we were gone, they would thrive. But I digress. The movie, you know, I remember the specific scene where a guy's like cutting his grass and then like falls down, lays in front of it, and it runs him over and whatnot. But essentially, the earth was, or Mother Nature was, pissed off at how we've been treating it. And it got me thinking, you know, that we've seen an increase in suicides over the past couple of years, right? An increase in opioid intake and opioid deaths, an increase in cancers, an increase in a lot of different things like that, and an addiction to a lot of different shit, whether it's food, different foods, or drugs. So my thing is, I wonder if, you know, because the earth is a very mysterious thing that we think we know about, right? And I'm under the belief that while we do cause a lot of destruction and pollution to the environment, I also think the earth is its own, is just one giant living organism, which is very, you know, clear. But to the point that, just like any organism, it has kind of like, say, if Earth was a person, it goes through a puberty, which there's changes, you know, pimples, your voice changes, you get taller or thinner or bigger, or you grow boobs, your balls drop, all these things, you grow armpit hair, and you have mood swings, and maybe that's partly too. I mean, the earth doesn't have hands, feet, or anything like that. So if something's going on, it can't do anything about, it can't swat the bug away, but it does have tornadoes and hurricanes to swat your ass over to two states. So maybe all these things happening and is one, us, and then two, the earth getting back at us for treating it like shit over the past fucking my whole life, at least. I mean, I remember the whole thing about LA and the smog, and then you have London fog, and you know, India's, you know, one of the most polluted countries, and the United States is terrible. I mean, there's oceans filled with trash, while we're constantly burning down forests, running out the animals, fracking, taking all the oil out of the ground, which I believe the oil is like the blood. And, you know, if you take, was it 7 pints out of a human, you die. I don't know if the equivalent would be for something the size of the earth, but there's got to be a, you know, at some point a finite amount of it. Especially if you don't allow it to make more. So maybe the earth is, you know, polluting it, not polluting itself, poisoning itself, you know, not like poison, like a, you know, carcinogen, but you plant a seed and you're growing tainted food because the earth is doing that to you. It's adding something to the air, along with all the bullshit we emit into the air with all our different companies and waste shit that we put out. And you know, most things are made from things in nature at some point. So it could be that the earth is like, I've had enough of your bullshit and you're gonna learn. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the mass majority don't pay attention to how the earth operates and what it does. They just think of, you know, the argument of whether or not global warming is a real thing. And it shouldn't fucking matter. You got to realize the earth is changing. Like, whether or not you believe in the warming or not, you have to know that the summer is different than last year, the year before, the year before, the year before. The winter is different and shorter, or more extreme. Like, it's different. And it's one thing that has to be acknowledged, is that this shit is different. And I don't know why the deniers of global warming can't just say, hey, I don't think it's warming, but I know it's different. You know what I mean? Like, it's like saying, like, you know, oh no, my car is not, you know, blue, it's navy. It's still fucking blue, bro. Navy's a kind of blue. So yeah. Just go back and watch The Happening and tell me what you think, because I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm gonna do the same thing, go back and watch it, but I have a feeling a lot of shit gonna look very familiar to what the fuck's going on now. Because if some shit does, let's say this world, this life we're living, turns into a disaster type movie where there's hurricanes and volcanoes and earthquakes, the animals gonna be okay. If we're not, because we always do the human thing that's done in movies when shit happens, and we'll watch it happen until right before it's about to kill us and it's too late. Like, I don't understand why we are reactionary and not actionary creatures for them as a whole. Yeah, I don't understand. Damn, it's already been 22 minutes. I feel like I've really rambled, and this probably isn't my top quality episode. Because for some reason, I haven't done this in a while, I felt kind of nervous, and it's kind of weird. Because for the past couple weeks, I've been doing Geek Vibes, or Geeks Against the Grain, you know, with the my Geek Vibes Nation family, and I'm on a panel of that show, more of a guest, and I lead this one, and it feels weird being back in like the captain's chair. You know, Captain Picard's been away for a minute, and now I got to get back and feel comfy in my seat. Yeah, if you are a listener, a long-time listener, if you're a listener of Chopping Up the Homies, I'm also on another podcast called Geeks Against the Grain, where we kind of talk and debate movies, TV shows. And it's really fun. It's really good. It's just a good time. It's really, really good time. It's a change of pace for me to be kind of focused in on one kind of topic, like for an entire show, and like the literal ins and outs of a topic, and to where here, you know, we cover a multitude of things, kind of like almost like a news broadcast without being set up like a news broadcast, but we cover multiple topics because some are just worth mentioning and not really diving into that much. And a lot goes on, but no, it's fun. You guys should check it out. And what else do I have to talk about? I feel like that's okay. It's been a long week. I will say, go check out geekvibesnation.com or GVNation, whichever one you prefer to type in, goes to the same website for all your movie and TV show news, trailers, reactions, reviews. I might have already said that. And just, yeah, it's literal updates of everything going on in the movie and television industry, and sports as well. The sports isn't as big, but that'll change eventually. What else? That might be just about it. Look out for an interview. I did a Skype interview with Carol Bass. She is a writer on the show LA's Finest on Spectrum TV. And I'm trying to exactly figure out where I'm going to do the article or the interview, if I want to, you know, do audio here and write up the article for GV Nation, or just have the article for GV Nation. But it was a good interview. She's an old friend of mine that happens to be on what's going to be a huge show. It's kind of crazy. Well, not on it, but she's writing for it. And we kind of talk about young Hollywood, and not the acting part, but the people behind the scenes that kind of drive the narratives that we see every day. Anything else? BET Awards happened. That was a cool thing. MTV, I didn't really watch it. I saw The Rock get an award, and I love The Rock as a person. I do love, I know this sounds like a very like lazy podcast, but I'm tired. I do love the movies coming out recently near future. There's a lot of female driven stories and female led cast, and I'm waiting for the outcry of all these, you know, stupid guys that are like, what happened to all the movies with the men in it? I can't watch a movie with women. I've been trying to figure out the longest time. I've been racking my brain on why a lot of these men hate women so much, when, like, I don't know if it's a they hated their mom thing or they hated their sister, but you were birthed and raised by a mother, or maybe you weren't raised by your mother, but you were still birthed and possibly raised by some womanly figure in one way or another. I just don't understand the whole women hate thing. Like, women are some of the best things about living, and I don't understand why people, you know, guys in particular, And it's a very, like, it's a big but small collection of men. I say big and small. Big as in, like, on an everyday number scale, it's a big number. But in the grand scheme of, like, men in the United States, it's a smaller number. Because a lot, we have, what, 300 million people in the United States, something like that. So, yeah. If you figure that out, let me know. If you would like to contact me, or you got something to say, you want to talk some shit, you have a something you want to hear my thoughts on, or my homie's thoughts, you can email us at domandthehomies@gmail.com. That's domandthehomies@gmail.com. Like, rate, subscribe if you're on listening on any platform where you can do that, you know. Rate, review, all that, you know, the more positive feedback, the better. And that's really about it, man. I kind of feel like I knew exactly what I wanted to say when I got on here, and then the mojo slipped away for a minute because I'm like exhausted and it's late. So I apologize if this sounded like mad, like weird. Yeah. Be easy, be good. Love yourself. Love everybody else. Make the world a better place by making yourself better. You dig? And yeah, I told you I'd be keeping it short when it's just myself. I could honestly go on. And this is exactly how I set it up. I say, this is how I go on. And then I'll mention something. And then I'll end up talking for another 15 minutes. So I'm not going to do that. Yeah, quick intro into the Geek Vibes Nation family. So rock with your boys, rock with your boy. Some of y'all know me already from the reviews and articles. Yeah, fuck with your boy. I'm out. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.